This is Dial the Saint, introducing Saint Mary Magdalene. The Bible identifies several women named Mary who were associated with Jesus. The first was Mary, his mother. There was Mary of Bethany, who was a sister of Martha and Lazarus, in whose home Jesus often visited. Another was Mary Magdalene, and some believe there was still another who is unnamed. The Western Church considers the sinner Mary Magdalene and Mary of Bethany to be the same, and celebrates them on one feast day. Mary Magdalene is described in the Bible as a great sinner, but she responded to God's love, repented for her sins, and was determined to change. She decided to approach Jesus when she learned he was dining at a house of a certain Jewish religious leader. How deep must have been this shame for her sins as she came before her God, and how great must have been her hope and faith that this man, Jesus, who was known for his cures, could see into her heart and forgive her the many wrongs she had done. She wept many tears of sorrow. They fell on the feet of Jesus, and she wiped them off with her own hair. Then she perfumed them with ointment from a jar which she carried. While the other guests saw only the sinner and criticized her for her rudeness, Jesus read her heart. He pointed out that while his host did not extend to him the usual courtesies of washing his feet or greeting him with a kiss when he entered his home, this woman had washed his feet with her tears and anointed them with oil. Jesus said to Mary, "Your sins, many as they are, shall be forgiven because you have loved much. He to whom little is forgiven loves little. Go in peace, your sins are forgiven." From that day on, Mary Magdalene followed Jesus to assist with his material needs. Shortly before Christ's death, he visited the home of Martha and Mary in Bethany, both of whom were sisters of Lazarus. While Martha was busy preparing the food for her guests, her sister Mary chose to be with Jesus. It was this Mary whom Jesus encouraged by saying that she had made the best choice to sit at his feet and listen to his words. While only one of Christ's chosen apostles stood watching at his crucifixion, Mary Magdalene bravely stayed by the cross watching to the end. Her faithfulness has been remembered in the crucifixion scenes, which depict this weeping woman kneeling at the feet of Jesus between the figures of his mother and the apostle John. On the first Easter Sunday, she arrived early at Christ's tomb to anoint and prepare his body for final burial. But instead of finding her buried Savior, she was privileged to be the first to whom Christ appeared and spoke. Tradition has it that she accompanied Christ's mother and John the Apostle to Ephesus, where she died and was buried. There are many parallels between our lives and that of Mary Magdalene. God's grace calls us to turn from those activities and habits in which we sin and return to Him and embrace Him again in love and contrition. As Mary accepted Christ's call, so must we. Thank you for calling Dial a Saint.